T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shane Dennis and Jacob Albrock with you here on Monday Sports Daily, Sports Radio KFH. Before we get into what happened on this day in sports history, brought to you each and every day by Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. The Royals, Jacob, announced that Ned Yost will return for one more year after going through a rebuild this year and, 105 losses or something like that. Is there any question that he is the leader in that clubhouse, even more so than any player?
Ned Yost?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think that's the right call, don't you?
I do, and I didn't always think that way. Quite the contrary. Even as recently
I think
the wild card game in 2014, I thought he managed him right out of that thing.
I was at that game.
I think that when you've got a young team that needs to learn a lot about playing the game at the big league level, he's probably as good as any manager you could put out there. You wouldn't want Ned Yost managing the Red Sox, probably.
No, you're right.
But I think that in this scenario and with this group and knowing how many young players are going to have to come up and figure it all out, I think he's 100% the right guy for the job. No question to me. He's right on. He works so well with Dayton Moore. We know that. We know the players love him, and I think he's just right. I just can't imagine another manager you'd want there.
He's stubborn when it comes to young talent.
Totally.
Sometimes to a point of frustration, but in the bottom line, that's probably has worked out to his advantage. Alcides Escobar and Jason Hamill are the only players not under club control for next year, and that is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. If they have those two guys back, it'll be a crime, honestly. But Adalberto Mondesi, Whit Merrifield, Salvador Perez. We forget about Jorge Soler because he had a broken foot for most of the season. Brad Keller, Jacob Junis, Dozier, Bonifacio, O'Hearn. That ain't bad. And I don't know.
No, it's not bad. And we know that those guys aren't collectively good enough to do what you want them to do. I mean, the team lost 100 games this year. But I do think that there are enough pieces there that if supplemented correctly with either guys we don't know about yet taking the next stride or a couple of free agents here and there that they can... I still think the realistic window is 2020, and that's where you start to hope you can find it. But yeah, I think all things considered on a 100-loss team, you can feel pretty good about the group of guys that are there. What we all know, though, is that there's not a whole lot coming up to be excited about. So you've got to hope that guys take steps, and you got to hope this last year's draft is full of guys that can contribute right away, which is what they were expecting because they took a ton of college pitchers.
Yeah. Now, all those guys that I just mentioned, except for Danny Duffy, are all on the cheap. So that makes it... Now, it's probably a couple of years away for sure, but boy, isn't it tempting to go out and throw some money at about three relievers and stop blowing every game once they get to the seventh inning like they did this past year? It'd be tempting, right? I mean, that's how you really win games in the big leagues nowadays. Ironclad bullpen. Everybody's in search of them, and the Royals made it sexy in 2014. They couldn't have had a much worse bullpen than they had this year.
So sure, always like the last piece of the puzzle, right?
Right, and I would really be tempted to at least, I don't know, reward the fans a little bit for their patience with all these young position players by going out and getting some guys that can get outs in the bullpen.
I think the problem with that now, though, Shane, is every team wants to do that. I just don't know that those guys are as easy to get as they used to be. They're getting paid a ton of money now, and everybody wants them. So the market is massive for them. I think there's a lot of teams that feel like, boy, if we could just go lock up our bullpen, we got a shot here. And that's the problem.
Yeah, but the big problem with the Royals this year was their bullpen, and I don't think the answer is on their roster right now.
No, well, unless you plan on converting some of those arms you're optimistic about. I think it's going to be tough because the big name guys will have homes the first day of free agency because teams really do feel like, okay, we just threw up our bullpen, we're there. So then mm-hmm. you've got to really rely on scouting and creativity and maybe some trades to get in younger bullpen guys that or guys that you see as potential mm-hmm. bullpen guys. Like who's that hard throwing minor league starter that just can't quite get over the edge that you could potentially combine? Who's your Wade Davis? Mm-hmm. Like who's that guy that just can't quite get it done, but you say, hey, I'm gonna let you cut it loose for an inning that would be shut down dominant. That's what they're gonna have to do. I don't know that the guys that are already established the Royals will be able to contend in the market for. So trust your scouting, trust Dayton Moore, you're going to have to piece it together in a creative way because, you know, everybody's going to go after whoever the big-time bullpen free agents are, and I don't know who they all are right now, but those guys are going to get offers from everybody.
And the Royals would probably be left holding the bag because they're not close to a championship.
Right. If you are one of those bullpen guys and the money's all the same, you're not going to pick Kansas City. Right. At this point.
Mentioned last segment, there's a woman in St. Louis whose son is a junior in high school, and she just filed a federal lawsuit because he didn't make the varsity soccer team. Mm-hmm. At his high school, the JV team is all freshmen and sophomores. He played on the JV soccer team his first 2 years, but when he didn't make the varsity team this year, he wasn't allowed back on JV because it's for the younger kids. His mom thinks it's unfair, so she is suing the school for age discrimination. She's also suing for sex discrimination because the girls' JV soccer team doesn't have the same freshman and sophomores only policy. A judge heard arguments on the lawsuit last week, and the varsity coach explained why the kid didn't make the team. Duh, he wasn't good enough. And the judge is going to decide on the case today. If he rules in the family's favor, the kid will be allowed to play on JV. Is there anything we can't sue about?
As a junior in high school that was playing on JV, I can't believe my parents didn't love me enough to sue the school. I'm very devastated by this. Looking back now,
yeah. How did you ever turn out to be what you are today?
I didn't stand a chance in life because I was not a good enough player to, you know, whatever. That's pretty dumb. There are two dumb things about it. One, that's a stupid lawsuit. And two, it probably is a stupid rule to not allow juniors to play on JV.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Whatever. You know. Shane, you know as well as I do, like that you wouldn't believe the calls we get on high school drama stories that people just can't believe we won't go cover them. Uh-huh. Like, this is a big deal. Can you believe that this happened? I'm like, oh man, we're gonna look right into that.
We'll get right on that.
We really appreciate that, but man, you're right. I do need to check out this private school that's not allowing a whatever. God, yeah. It's bad.
All right.
Not to the level of lawsuit, though.
Well, not quite that far, of course. But yeah, there's nothing that we won't sue over, and that gal in St. Louis proved that. All right, we need to get to a couple of real quick ones on this day in sports history before the segment gets away from us. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, there we go. All right, you want to go to break? Fine, we'll go to break. You want to stay here? You're the boss, Andrew. On this day in 1919, the infamous Black Sox scandal, or a baseball World Series, rather, didn't know it at the time, begins with the Cincinnati Reds winning 9-1 over the White Sox. That was what later was determined to be the Black Sox scandal and a point shaving, in essence, in the game of baseball. The same day, 5 years later, or 15 years later, my bad, Major League Baseball Commissioner Kenesaw Landis bans New York Giants outfielder Jimmy O'Connell and coach Cozy Dolan from the World Series after they attempt to bribe the Phillies shortstop. What's the reason that we don't hear much about, short of Pete Rose gambling on baseball? How come we don't? How come baseball is so far removed from throwing games, do you think?
Too much on the line.
And too hard to
do? Too much on the line. Too much money. Yeah, too hard to do, and the guys are making millions now anyway, so what's the benefit to do it?
Yeah, they weren't making anything back then, so that makes some sense. We'll wrap up the show when we come back. Stay with us.
I got it at Tad's. Tad's Locker Room is known all over town as the best place to get the hottest fashions and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.